This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Warning! The following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Please buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allyn Root, raw and unfiltered, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allyn Root.
All right, Fortum Resources is the main title sponsor of the show. We're in the Fortum Resources studio. They got the naming rights to the studio. Thank you, Fortum Resources. They are a publicly traded, diversified natural resource company with oil, gas, and mining properties in North America and internationally. Fortum's led by Chairman and CEO Mark Bruner, the legendary oil man who built Ultra Petroleum from a 15-cent stock to $200 per share, creating $15 billion in shareholder profits, and his new baby is called Fortum Resources. Fortum has over 350,000 acres of oil and gas resources, and more than half the acreage has been evaluated by world-renowned auditors Deloitte Touche. Fortum also owns the rights to 180-square-mile City of Gold mining property. Fortum's traded on two global exchanges, U.S. ticker symbol FTMR, repeat FTMR. Please visit Fortum Resources to decide for yourself, get educated, become an educated consumer, an educated investor. FortumResources.com. You want to own this stock? Fortum, F-O-R-T-E-M. Resources.com, ticker symbol FTMR. All right, so by the way, over the years, I've really not been a fan of Mitch McConnell and said some lousy things about him. I always thought he was a rhino. Before Trump came along and once Trump came along, I thought he was the enemy of Trump. And I must say, now it may not be for the right reasons, but I don't care. You know, it's kind of like the argument I'm a Jew and I love Israel. And every time I tell a Jewish liberal that Trump, born-again Christians are the greatest friends of Israel, the greatest friends Israel's ever had, that born-again Christians and evangelical Christians are the reason Israel's been protected all these years by the United States of America. American, not Jews. They all say, oh, it doesn't matter. They don't really love Jews. They just want Christ to come down and to convert all the Jews or the Jews will die. So it's not for good reasons that they support Israel. And I always say, I don't really care why someone supports me. I don't care why someone loves me. I don't care why someone helps me. As long as they do help me, I don't give a damn what the reason is. It doesn't matter what you think the reason is. Born-again Christians, evangelical Christians, have been the best friends Israel's ever had. So I don't care what the reason is that Mitch McConnell has suddenly been the best friend I've ever had. I can't stand the guy. I really can't. I think Mitch McConnell is one of those bought-off rhinos. Corporate America owns him, and all he cares about is billion-dollar multinational corporations. But to help those billion-dollar multinational corporations, he knows you got to have a conservative Supreme Court and conservative federal judges who are pro-business, who rule in favor of any form of business, big or small. So he's not trying to help me, Wayne Root, the conservative. He's not trying to help me, Wayne Root, the constitutionalist. He's not trying to help me, Wayne Root, the entrepreneur and small businessman. He's only trying to help his friends who own multi-billion-dollar international company, multinational, multi-billion-dollar companies. But it's automatically going to help me and you and everybody else who's a conservative and a constitutionalist and a small businessman or woman when the Supreme Court is conservative and when federal judges are conservative. So very quietly, Democrats are losing control of everything. The Senate confirms 13 Trump judges, 13 Trump judges in record time. And that's good. The Senate confirmed 13 judges President Trump chose while America had its eyes on the Democratic primary debates Tuesday and Wednesday. Though Senate Republicans had initially planned to confirm 19 Trump judges, they successfully confirmed 4 nominees Tuesday and 9 on Wednesday. For too long, fairly uncontroversial judicial nominees like these have been held up and delayed by our Democrat colleagues, even when the vacancy qualifies as judicial emergency, Mitch McConnell said. Uncontroversial district judges used to be confirmed promptly in big groups by voice vote. Since 2017, the GOP has conferred over 100 of Trump's picks to serve as judges. So Mitch McConnell is getting the job done. The Senate is where it happens. Mitch McConnell's doing it, and he's banging them on through, you know, with a gavel. With a gavel, just pushing them through like a conveyor belt in a factory. And that is really good news. Democrats don't even know what hit them. So if it took Trump to get two Supreme Court nominees, it took Mitch McConnell to get two Supreme Court nominees, and now Trump to get over 100 federal judges, and Mitch McConnell to get over 100 conservative federal judges, then God bless Trump and God bless Mitch McConnell. Good stuff. More good stuff. Trump announces a deal to expand U.S. beef exports in the EU. He announced on Friday, today, to boost beef exports to the European Union. Surrounded by trade officials, beef industry representatives at the White House, Trump signed a deal to lower trade barriers in Europe and expand market access for American farmers and ranchers. Over the course of the agreement, annual duty-free U.S. beef exports to the EU are expected to nearly triple to $420 million from $150 million now. Tremendous victory for American farmers, ranchers, and, of course, European consumers, the president said. So we're in a war with China. We're going to win it. But in the meantime, he delivers big again. Big again. Great job, President Trump. I'm telling you, he's going to win big with China the same way he won big with Mexico. And I told you in the Hans von Spakovsky interview, aren't you proud of me? I said that right without it being in front of me, Chris. Hans von Spakovsky. I'm good. Spakovsky. A judge blocks New York from turning over Trump's tax returns. It's a temporary victory. Obviously, they're going to appeal and go to the next level of court. But getting a judge to agree to keep New York from turning over the taxes is a wonderful thing, and it's an unexpected victory. A federal judge ordered New York State authorities Thursday to take no action on turning over President Trump's state tax returns if they're requested by Congress. U.S. District Judge Carl Nichols of the District of Columbia agreed with the president's lawyers, who said if they waited to take legal action until after the tax returns were turned over, it would be too late to challenge the state law because the tax documents would already be made public. So the judge set arguments on the issue for August 29th. And his order forbids New York officials from delivering any of Trump's returns to the House Ways and Means Committee. And it's a big victory, at least temporarily, for Donald Trump. And I believe it'll wind up in the Supreme Court, and they will rule the president doesn't have to show his tax returns. And so now we switch gears to Ilhan Omar, because she's always good for a lot of entertainment. She mocks Trump in a tweet about Nancy Pelosi taking her back to Africa. Representative Ilhan Omar used a trip with the Congressional Black Caucus and House Speaker Nancy Pelosi to Africa this week to mock President Trump and his supporters who chanted, "Send her back." Omar posted a tweet about how instead of her being sent back, Pelosi took her to the continent. They said, "Send her back," but Speaker Pelosi didn't just make arrangements to send me back, she went back with me. So grateful for the honor to return to Mother Africa with the Black Caucus. Mother Africa. The tweet was accompanied by photos of Omar and Pelosi in Ghana, where they and their Democrat colleagues talk with government officials about global security and climate change. Just what we need, right? Isn't that interesting? In Ghana, you're all so poor, you can't afford shoes. Okay? The average American black person probably makes like $40,000 a year. In Ghana, they probably make $40 a year. They don't have shoes. They don't have a pot to pee in, as they say. And now you're going to talk to them about climate change. Really? Where are they getting the money? Oh, I get it. The United States will just give trillions of dollars to Africa to fight climate change that doesn't exist. The group did not visit Somalia, by the way, the rogue nation state Omar's family fled when she was a child. The trip was made to mark the 400th anniversary of the first shipment of slaves to the United States. But I guess no mention of the fact that there at this moment millions of slaves still in one continent, Africa, blacks enslaving blacks. Isn't that interesting? No mention of that. There was also a lawsuit filed for the deportation of Ilhan Omar. So if we're lucky, maybe she won't come back. The Patriots at Freedom Watch, led by Larry Klayman. Founder of Judicial Watch filed a complaint requesting the Department of Homeland Security look into and potentially remove Ilhan Omar from the country. Larry Klayman, see, I told you they spelled it wrong. Larry Klayman, founder of both Judicial Watch and now Freedom Watch, and a former Justice Department prosecutor, filed a complaint before the U.S. District Court for the District of Columbia seeking a writ of mandamus to order the investigation by the U.S. Department of Homeland Security of the alleged immigration fraud and association with terrorist support groups by Representative Ilhan Omar of Minnesota. Characteristically, DHS has not taken action concerning an administrative complaint filed by Freedom Watch to investigate and if the facts bear out, send a criminal referral to the U.S. Department of Justice and ultimately deport Ilhan Omar. Representative Omar, no more than anyone else, should be allowed to play the race card to avoid scrutiny for apparent crimes and terrorist-related connections, which is a threat to national security. These allegations are serious and quite apart from even her radical anti-Semitic and anti-Christian rhetoric. Claiming of this to say upon filing the complaint designed to force action, Representative Ilhan Omar and her House colleague Rashida Tlaib, who just yesterday announced she gets a calming feeling from the Holocaust, must be held accountable for their actions. Both are not only vehemently anti-Judeo-Christian, but represent a threat to the well-being of all Americans who believe in freedom of religion and the vision of our founding fathers. Both are not just a disgrace, but demonstrative of the rapid decline of our institutions. It is telling that even the Trump DHS is afraid of taking on Omar with a simple investigation for fear of being branded as racist. All persons in this nation are equal under the law. Regardless of race, ethnicity, religion, or color, or creed, the law must be enforced, and my complaint seeks to do just that. So, good job, Larry Klayman of Freedom Watch and originally Judicial Watch. Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez predicts Democrats will win Texas in 2020. You know, her predictions have not worked out so great lately at all. AOC predicts Democrats will win Texas. We'll come back. We'll talk about that. If she's right, then we'd lose the White House, obviously. Michelle Obama says, zero chance I'll run for the White House. In my opinion, that means Democrats have no chance in 2020. A New York City man beaten by a group of teens for wearing a MAGA hat. And Kirsten Gillibrand, who wants to be the presidential nominee of the Democratic Party, wants to explain to white suburban women what white privilege actually is. We'll get to all of that when we get back. Wayne Allyn, raw and unfiltered on USA Radio Network, Newsmax TV, coming up in about 45 minutes. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root, the capitalist evangelist. I'm here to introduce you to a special company with the potential to be one of the great all-American stories. Fortum Resources is a publicly traded, diversified natural resource company with oil, gas, and mining properties in North America and internationally. Fortum is led by Chairman Mark Bruner, the legendary oil man, who built Ultra Petroleum from a 15-cent stock to $200 per share, creating $15 billion in shareholder profits. Mark has 30 years of experience in the oil and gas industry, overseeing contracts with Halliburton, ExxonMobil, and Hess. Fortum has over 350,000 acres of oil and gas resources, and more than half the acreage has been evaluated by world-renowned auditors Deloitte Touche. Fortum also owns the rights to the 180-square-mile City of Gold mining property. Fortum is traded on two global exchanges, U.S. ticker symbol FTMR. Repeat, FTMR. This is a rare ground floor opportunity to capitalize on a proven energy industry legend. Please visit FordhamResources.com. That's Fordham, F-O-R-T-E-M, Resources.com.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS and you cannot afford to make payments to the IRS, you may qualify for the CNC tax program. This is a new program, and if you qualify, you won't make any payments to the IRS while in this program. Once you're accepted into this program, the IRS is forced to stop all harassing collection activities. No threatening phone calls, no wage garnishments, no bank levies, and no more monthly payments to the IRS. Get ready to write this number down. It's the most important number you'll ever need to end your IRS tax nightmare. Call Paramount Tax Relief at 800-547-4804 for a free confidential consultation to find out if you qualify for the CNC tax program. Once you are accepted into the CNC tax program, you won't make any payments to the IRS while in this program. Call Paramount Tax Relief now at 800-547-4804. That's 800-547-4804. Again, 800-547-4804.
Money, 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 money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. That's 800-634-1315.
NMLS number 1136.
Raw and unfiltered.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe.
If you're looking to try to trim back the cloth on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
This is Wayne Allen Root, Raw and Unfiltered. To speak with Wayne, call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, War. Wayne Allen Root on the Warpath as usual. Newsmax TV is the sponsor of this segment of the show. It's coming up in a little under 45 minutes or so. We'll be on Newsmax TV. It's America's fast-growing cable news channel in 70 million homes right now, 80 million by the end of the year. On DirecTV, Dish TV, cable systems like Fios, UVerse, and Comcast Xfinity. I'm the host, Wayne Allen Root. We're on Unfiltered 5 nights a week, Monday through Friday at 8 p.m. Eastern, 7 Central, 5 Pacific. You can watch me with Bill O'Reilly. We open the show together 3 nights a week. If you don't get Newsmax TV, call your local cable system and tell them you want Newsmax TV on your cable TV and you have other options. So encourage them to make you happy. You're going to leave for DirecTV or Dish TV. And to make it simple, you can call this toll-free number. We'll connect you instantly to your cable system for free. Call toll-free 844-500-6397, 844-500-6397. And in the meantime, watch for free every night on NewsmaxTV.com. NewsmaxTV.com or get the Newsmax TV app on your cell phone. It's absolutely free. And by the way, in the last week, I've had like five different people, and I know that Procter Gamble always says that every person equals, you know, like 5,000 people or 10,000 people or 20,000 people. So five people is significant. It might equal 10 or 15 or 20 or 50,000 people. In any case, five people have emailed me and said, you know, I watch you on cable, but some of your words are bleeped out. It's like every minute or so a word is a blank. And he said, I think the cable systems are purposely trying to screw you up. I don't know what's going on. Is there another place I can watch? And I said, sure, just go to NewsmaxTV.com. So a lot of people are going to switch to NewsmaxTV.com and just watch on their laptop, their desktop, their phone, because obviously nothing I say gets bleeped out there. So I don't know what's going on. I don't know what those five people meant. I don't know why they say certain words aren't there when I'm speaking. Every few words, it just stops. I don't know what network or cable system they're watching on, but you can always watch me live, NewsmaxTV.com, at 8 o'clock Eastern, 5 Pacific. Okay, got it? So Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez predicts Democrats will win Texas in 2020. She responded to a tweet from MSNBC's Chris Hayes, which read, "Time for GOP to start fully freaking out about Texas." And Ocasio-Cortez took Hayes' sentiments a step further in a tweet completely in Spanish, telling supporters to get ready because we're going to work hard and win in Texas. You know, this article is just total BS. Any idiot can say anything they want. You're not winning Texas. And if you do win Texas, guess what? This is the problem with liberals. If you do win Texas, you're going to win Texas and the country because you cheated. You had open borders. You refused to have voter ID. You gave driver's license to illegals. And you flooded the country with so many foreigners that you stole the election. You stole the country. And now you're going to steal all the money of the people who actually do all the work and give it to the illegals. So it's not because you gave such a compelling, wonderful argument that resonated with the average middle-class American. You couldn't win with the average middle-class American. Your argument suck. They know you're not on their side. But you overwhelmed the system with foreigners so that they would outvote the average middle-class American. So if you do manage to win, if you're right, it isn't because Wayne Root's wrong, or because my audience is small, or my audience is shrinking, or my audience doesn't like what I have to say. We're the ones in the majority, but you're going to cheat and create a different majority by bringing in the whole rest of the world. Like I just saw the other day, for every white person that comes to Texas, 9 Hispanics come to Texas. Well, so they're beating us 9-1 on newcomers. Now, not every one of those 9 is going to vote Democrat, but assume it's going to be at least 6-3 or 7-2 Democrat, and we're bringing in 1. And not every 1 white person votes Republican. So now you see the battle we're in. So they're just flooding the country with Hispanics, flood the country with foreigners, flood the country with illegals, and then they claim they have the winning argument. Hayes' tweet, by the way, followed Representative Will Hurd's decision not to seek re-election, leaving the 23rd Congressional District of Texas wide open. In a tight district, as Hurd narrowly edged out Democrat challenger Gina Ortiz-Jones, he won by less than 1%. Republican Representatives Pete Olson and Mike Conaway also recently announced they will not seek re-election, sparking Democrat hopes of a series of congressional upsets in 2020. Texas Representative Beto O'Rourke, former Texas Representative Beto O'Rourke, believes Texas will be in play in the general election as well. Trump defeated Hillary Clinton by 9 points. The current Real Clear Politics average of hypothetical Texas general election matchup shows Trump beating every candidate except for Joe Biden, who's up by 2.5. We'll see about that. GOP beefing up resources in Texas to prevent any blue shift. Donors are reportedly strengthening efforts in the state and primarily focusing on GOP voter registration efforts. Right, that's exactly what you should be doing. Voter registration. That's what the Republican Party should do in all 50 states. Democrats beat us with voter registration. They work harder. They outwork us. They sign up more people. They sign up more young people. They sign up more minorities. But we're not losing Texas. That I can promise you. Wayne Allyn Root, raw and unfiltered.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
War now!
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump says he's negotiated a deal that will make it easier for American farmers to export beef to the European Union.
My administration is standing up for our farmers and ranchers like never before. We're protecting our farmers.
The deal will lower trade barriers with the EU, and the president estimates it will increase duty-free exports to $420 million. The White House is cheering the latest jobs numbers. White House spokesman Hogan Gidley tells Fox News the economy added 164,000 jobs in the month of July.
Another victory, not just for this president and the affirmation of his policies, but it's a victory for the American people. We now have more jobs available than people to fill them. More people are employed in this country than ever before.
And your final numbers on Wall Street for the week. The Dow lost 98 points to close at 26,485. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. Again, that's 800-871-3291.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
You can speak with a capitalist, evangelist, and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, back to Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered.
All right.
Worldwide Wayne Allyn Root. AmpFest 19 is the sponsor of this segment of the show. AmpFest 19 is the most entertaining political event and Trump Fest of the year. For anyone who wants to see President Trump reelected, for any conservative who wants to be empowered and entertained, for any Trump superfan who wants to just have a blast, if that's you, head to the Trump Doral Hotel on October 10th to 12th in sizzling, sexy Miami, Florida. Headline speakers of AmpFest, Wayne Allyn Root. Hey, that's me. Sarah Huckabee Sanders, Dinesh D'Souza, Charlie Kirk of Turning Point USA, Brandon Straka of the Walkaway Movement, acting legend Robert Davi, lots more to be announced soon. This is more than a traditional political event, however. AmpFest 19 features a Texas Hold'em poker tournament, golf tournament, comedy night, pool party, yacht party, fashion show, movie screening, Women for Trump social, and prayer breakfast hosted by the one and only Alveda King. To register for AmpFest 19, just go to AmericanPriority.com. That's AmericanPriority.com. It all happens October 10th to 12th. The Trump Doral in sexy, sizzling Miami, Florida. And I'll see you there. I'll be one of the featured speakers. AmericanPriority.com. All right. Hope you'll come on down and check it out. We've got a great speaker right now. Speaking of great speakers, Christina Layla is the Gateway Pundit Assistant Editor. Great website. I go there every morning. First stop to see the hottest news stories in America. It must be the first stop for President Trump as well, and the first stop for liberals who want to, make their day miserable. We've got Christina Layla with us. Hey, Christina, how are you?
Fine. How are you?
Good. So let's talk a little bit about some of the big news stories out there. I know that Elijah Cummings has certainly all week long been a news story.
Right.
And his home was broken into about like 35, 40 minutes before Trump's tweet. Pretty odd and strange. But Trump got it in there right before the break-in was right before. What was it? Trump's speech was. I'm lost here. Trump was first or the break-in was first? I'm lost. Which one was it? Get me straight on this one.
Oh, so the break-in happened
before
Trump's tweet. So, right.
He didn't know about it. It was pure coincidence.
He didn't know about it. Exactly.
So that's eerie. That's Trump's crystal ball. That's
Isn't
strange.
Right, and Trump's truthful tweets about how horrible a condition Baltimore is with the rats and the trash piles and the homelessness and the violence. They're saying he's racist, but it's just true. And it's not just Baltimore. There's other Democrat-run cities, of course, San Francisco, and it has nothing to do with race. These are Democrat policies that are obvious failures.
Right. Well, I mean, the only thing it has to do with race is it happens in black inner cities filled with people of color. Democrats have hurt those people of color. So
right.
The racist group is the Democratic Party. You can't blame Republicans for that. What do we have to do with inner city Baltimore, inner city Chicago, inner city Cleveland, inner city Detroit? What do we have to do with that? And the answer is nothing. There are no Republicans in charge.
Right. And the Democrat lawmakers, they always come out and it's always around election time. They need the votes. And they come out and they promise these black inner cities the world, and nothing's done about it. They just keep getting worse, and the ghettos are worse, and these people shouldn't be living in third world conditions here in the U.S.
And I see a second story about Elijah Cummings, Congressman Elijah Cummings, on the cover of Gateway, the front page, because there was some sort of confusion. Yesterday, one of my fans sent me a text and said, Wayne, be careful. Don't fall in a trap. I don't think it was Cummings' home they broke into. I think it was a rental home he owns. And so I was careful what I said on the air, but now it appears it was Cummings' home, because your cover story says Cummings says he scared off the intruder in his Baltimore home by yelling and the person ran away. So obviously, it was Cummings' private residence.
Right, and I heard it was a rental property as well, but this story is coming from the Associated Press that Cummings released a statement saying, well, the way he said it too, when the intruder gained entry into the residential portion of the house. So I don't know what that exactly means, but apparently he was there, and he yelled at the intruder. I don't know, this is just a statement he made. So people were speculating if this was a non-owner occupied home, if it was a residence or a rental property, but it sounded like he was there.
It sounds to me from the way he phrased it, sounds like it's his home, but he's got a duplex and he rent out part of it, and the person was coming into his section of the home. Maybe he heard them first in the other section, then they came into his, and that's when he yelled out and they ran away. But it sounds like it's not necessarily just his home, and it sounds like he was home, so it must be like a home slash rental property, a duplex.
Yeah, or he says he's notified by the security system, so maybe he went over there. If he doesn't live there, he drove. I don't know.
No, it sounded like he was in the house when he heard the noise and he yelled out, so yeah. He was there. So, you know, who knows? Who knows? But other key stories out there, Trump hits back at the Democrats and posts a video of Elijah Cummings calling Baltimore drug-infested. So while we're on the line, Chris has gone to the trouble, our board op, of getting that audio, and let's play for a second. Let's hear what Elijah Cummings had to say about his own district.
This morning, I left my community of Baltimore, a drug-infested area, where a lot of the drugs that we're talking about today have already taken the lives of so many children. The same children that I watched 14 or 15 years ago as they grew up, now walking around like zombies. This is only 40 miles away from here.
Right. Interesting. So he could say it, and it doesn't mean anything but love, right? He's the guy who runs the district. He's the congressman who represents the district. And when he says it's drug infested, that's just love and everything's fine. When you say it and you're white and you're not the congressman of that district, you're a racist. Isn't that interesting?
Right, yeah. So Trump said the word infested, you know, rat infested, rodent, drug infested. He's not allowed to say that. Circling the wagons and saying that he was racist for using that word, when you can see other lawmakers, even Obama used the word infested, so of course, it's just because Trump is white.
All right, other stories on the front page of the Gateway Pundit. We're with Christina Layla, the Gateway Pundit assistant editor. New York City store owner beaten by a pack of teens for wearing a MAGA hat. And by the way, I wore this on my show all the time. I tell my people, I'd love everyone to wear MAGA hats. I'd love you to scream Trump, Trump, Trump. But the reality is there are terrible people out there who could hurt you, who could knock your teeth out, who could knock you unconscious and cause brain damage. I think it's taking your life in your hands wearing a MAGA hat, you know, maybe in a public place. I don't know where this guy wore. Where did this guy wear his MAGA hat? In his store?
Well, apparently he owns an art gallery in New York City, and he said that, I watched his interview, a really short one, and he said that these teens came up to him and bashed his head against, like, a lamppost. And it looks like he broke his eye socket. It looks pretty bad, but if they hit him, let's say, a little bit harder or started beating him up more, they could have killed him.
Yeah, well, of course. Look, it's what I keep saying. It's not a safe thing to wear the Trump hat. It's the same reason that we don't answer pollsters. Yeah. If you put a bumper sticker on your car that says Trump, and by the way, I've never seen one in my entire life, because every Trump voter knows that if you did that, there'd be a knife in your tire, or somebody would take a knife and run it along the side of your car, or someone would throw a brick through your front window. It's just too dangerous, in my opinion.
It is.
And we found that out.
Yeah, and this guy said he called the police, and it looks like they still haven't done anything about it. They're looking for these teens. I haven't heard of the description of these teens, but he said he's looking for them.
All right. I also saw that thanks to President Trump, it's on the front page of your Gateway Pundit website, rapper ASAP Rocky has been released from a Swedish prison and is on his way back to the United States. But, you know, what good will it do? I mean, you think he'll get black people to go, oh, man, this president is so great. The media won't do it. Black Americans aren't doing it. The Democratic Party won't do it. No matter what you do, nobody's ever oppressed on the left.
Well, they're already attacking Trump. I already see Democrats attacking him, saying that he's pandering. But, you know, he's just helping get an American out of a Swedish prison.
I just don't understand. You know, he helped that black woman who was convicted of drug offenses, was going to serve the rest of her life in prison. Instead, he commuted her sentence and she got out, at the behest of Kim Kardashian. Now he helps a black rapper. You'd think the black community would say, wow, this guy's okay. What other Republican has ever done stuff like this? The answer is never. You'd never get this from a Bush. It's ridiculous. And this guy is so nice, and he just doesn't get credit from the media. Developing story, key Bruce Orr, 302 FBI reports on his contacts. What's the story of Bruce Orr? Tell us what's happening with that.
Okay, so Bruce Orr is the twice demoted DOJ official who was working as a back channel to the FBI, promoting the dossier during the 2016 election, and he was interviewed by the FBI over his contacts with the dossier author, Christopher Steele. He's a former British spy. And Judicial Watch, the watchdog group, has been trying to get their hands on these 302 FBI notes. These are the notes the FBI takes when they interview a subject. So it looks like they forced the FBI to hand over these documents through a FOIA lawsuit, and they should be getting them any day now. So this is going to be interesting to see what Bruce Orr told the FBI about his meetings with the dossier author.
Right.
It's all coming out.
Well, it seems like it. I mean, it sure seems to me like there ought to be people on the other side getting arrested, but the only people who ever get arrested are our side. Makes no sense. Why did the DOJ suddenly decide they're not going to prosecute Comey? I still haven't figured that one out.
I know.
Yeah. Right? Crazy.
Hopefully they're going to take him up on other charges.
All right, and then finally the last story of the day. I see it on your front page again. Popular rapper Waka Flocka defends Mario Lopez's comments about transgender children. So I'm not worried about the rapper Waka Flocka. Forget about him. But tell everybody about Mario Lopez's comments about transgender children. He didn't say anything controversial, did he?
No, not at all. And he's a father, so he knows that kids are having imagination. And he says, look, you're not going to, a three-year-old child should not be able to decide if they're going to transition to another gender. That makes sense to the same people of this country. And, of course, the left just pounced on him and forced him to apologize. He should have never apologized.
Right. You could never work at Hollywood again. It could really happen. Your whole career could be destroyed because you say something that annoys the gay mafia. And I've been pro-gay my whole life, but I'm not pro-gay on transgender issues with little children. It's ridiculous.
I know.
They're so extreme. Just like
decision.
It's just like abortion. They weren't happy with Roe versus Wade. It's got to be the last second. It's so extreme. Christina Lela, great to have you on. The Gateway Pundit, assistant editor. Go to thegatewaypundit.com. Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root. Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? I'm happy to inform you there's a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks, so you decide your doctor and hospital. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access healthcare. Because our rights come from God, not government. It could be the best practical, moral, and economical choice for you and your family. It was for me. I joined. I'm a member. My children are members. Starting at $107 a month for a single, up to $449 a month for a family. That's mom, dad, and all the kids for $449 per month. That's my cost, and I'm loving it. This is the way healthcare should be. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or visit LightYourLiberty.com. That's LightYourLiberty.com. And regain control of your healthcare costs. Together, we're changing healthcare for good. Hi, I'm Wade Allen Root for Amp Fest 19. Amp Fest 19 is the most entertaining political event and Trump Fest of the year. For any conservative who wants to be empowered and entertained, or for any Trump superfan who wants to just have a blast, if that's you, head to the Trump Doral Hotel on October 10th to 12th in sizzling, sexy Miami, Florida. Headliner speakers at Amp Fest 19 include Sarah Huckabee Sanders, Dinesh D'Souza, Charlie Kirk of the Turning Point USA, Brandon Straka of the Walkaway Movement, and of course, yours truly, Wade Allen Root. I love that guy. But this is more than a traditional political event or Trump Love Fest. Amp Fest 19 features a Texas Hold'em poker tournament, golf tournament, comedy night, pool party, yacht party, fashion show, movie screening, Women for Trump Social, and prayer breakfast hosted by Alveda King. To register for Amp Fest 19, just go to AmericanPriority.com. That's AmericanPriority.com. It all happens October 10th to 12th at the Trump Doral in sizzling, sexy Miami. I'll see you there. AmericanPriority.com.
I used to wonder when I saw people going into nice hotels, really nice hotels, taking a pillow with them. That was before I got a MyPillow, because I know it doesn't matter where I'm going. Whether I'm going to a one-star, three-star, five-star hotel, MyPillow goes with me, whether it's just overnight or whether it's on vacation. And here's the great deal about MyPillow right now. The lowest price ever offered on radio or TV, two MyPillow premium pillows for $69.98, that's only $34.99 per pillow, the lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. And it's still the same pillow, great pillow, 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty. And call them, 1-800-951-8175, or go to MyPillow.com, use promo code USA, click on the two-pack special, and get the best deal you've ever gotten on a good night's sleep when you get a MyPillow.
Raw and unfiltered. This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com, 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. Wayne wants to hear from you. Call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
My board op, Chris O'Sullivan, is such a joker. Wayne wants to hear from you, and he's in my ear going, no, he doesn't. He really doesn't. He's just kidding around. I always want to hear from you. Chris is just joking because he loves to break me up before each segment, so I'm more loose, you know, more loosey-goosey on national TV and national radio. So he says funny things into my ear, but the reality is I do want to hear from you, so give us a call, 833-WAR-TALK. Love to hear from you, 833-927-8255. You start lining up now, by the way, just to get on the air on my TV show. It's a great advantage, by the way, to all of my radio fans that you are listening to me now with the people on TV. The show hasn't started yet. The show starts in about 7 minutes on national TV. So you get a head start. So you can actually call 833-WAR-TALK right now, which numerically is 833-927-8255, and you could get ahead of the crowd because there's going to be thousands of calls once the 8 p.m. Eastern, 5 p.m. Pacific time starts. Yep, here they come. The bells are ringing. All right, so by the way, that reminds me, that's the sponsor of this segment is Newsmax TV. You want to make sure you're watching every single day, Monday through Friday, 8 p.m. Eastern, 7 Central, 5 Pacific. You can watch me with Bill O'Reilly. We open the show together three nights a week. And if you don't get Newsmax TV, call your local cable system and tell them you want Newsmax TV on your cable TV. You have other TV options, so encourage them to make you happy. To make it simple, you can call this toll-free number, and we'll connect you instantly to your cable system for free. Call toll-free 844-500-6397, 844-500-6397. And in the meantime, watch for free every night at NewsmaxTV.com on your laptop, desktop, or get the Newsmax TV app on your cell phone. It is free. NewsmaxTV.com or the Newsmax TV app. I wanted to get to this article. Kirsten Gillibrand, running for president, a pathetic white woman who is embarrassed at being white and wants to explain to white suburban women what white privilege actually is. What would you do for Baltimore and other cities that need help? Several Democrats were asked at Wednesday's CNN-hosted debate. When her turn came to answer that question, Senator Kirsten Gillibrand invoked her own white privilege. She said, so I don't believe that it's the responsibility of Corey and Kamala to be the only voice that takes on these issues of institutional racism, systemic racism in our country. And, of course, she's referring to Cory Booker, who's black, and Kamala Harris, who's black, U.S. senators. I think as a white woman of privilege, who's a U.S. senator running for president of the United States, it's also my responsibility to lift up those voices that aren't being listened to. And I can talk to those white women in the suburbs that voted for Trump and explain to them what white privilege actually is, that when their son is walking down the street with a bag of M&Ms in his pocket, wearing a hoodie, his whiteness is what protects him from not being shot when their child has a car that breaks down and he knocks on someone's door for help and the door opens and that help is given, it's his whiteness that protects him from being shot. That is what white privilege in America is today. And so my responsibility is to not only lift up those stories, but explain to communities across America, like I did in Youngstown, Ohio, to a young mother, this is all of our responsibilities and that together we can make our community stronger. So here's the thing. I got to say this in a way that no liberal can call me a racist, because there isn't anything I'm saying that's racist. Okay, I grew up the white kid, the only Jew in an all-Italian neighborhood, surrounded by an all-black town. All-black town. And when it came time for school busing, that's what made the town black. It was an all-white town, and then school busing came along, and overnight it became an all-black town, because everybody white moved out. And my parents didn't move out. So I went to the all-black school. So I don't understand why no one ever tells my story. As a white kid in an all-black school, I was tortured. I was spit on. I was stuck with needles. I was beat up by 20 at a time. I was kicked. I was punched. I was basically tortured for 2 years until I learned how to fight and hit back. And it made me, I mean, I thank God for it every day, because it made me into the tough guy that I am today, a guy who doesn't take crap from anybody. And hasn't taken crap from anybody since those horrible 2 years in high school. But nobody wants to talk about the fact that busing made my school one of the most dangerous high schools in America. Nobody wants to talk about that. It's not saying that black people are bad, because all my best friends were black. But all my enemies were black. When you let in a lot of poor people to your school, there's going to be some that are violent, some that are mentally ill, some that are killers, some that are thieves. And it happened. And 90% are good people. But do you want the 10% torturing your children? I know it happened to me, and I'm glad it happened to me, because it made me who I am today. I'm a very different person. I owe my national TV show, my national newspaper column, my national radio show, my success as a best-selling book author. I think I owe all of it to the fact that I see things different than any other white Republican in the United States of America, because I don't know another white Republican that went to an all-black high school. I only know one white guy in the media that went to an all-black high school. Howard Stern talks about it all the time. How he went to Roosevelt High School in Long Island, and it was all black, and he was the only kid there, a skinny little Jewish kid with long hair. And that sums up my life. And I no one talks about my experience. You know what I find? If you are a minority, you're automatically going to get beat up or killed. Well, I was the white minority. In other words, if you're in a black school and you're the only white kid, you're going to get beat up. Just like if you're in a white school and you're the only black kid, I'm sure there's some torture involved, you know? This is not a white thing. White people are bad. Anybody who is in the majority tortures the minority. And you have to learn how to fight back and get along when you're in the minority. Stop trying to make it like white people are terrible people and white people have some privilege. What privilege? My father was a butcher. What privilege? He had a blood-stained white apron. Nobody ever gave him a break in his life. Every break I ever got, I fought for and I earned it. Screw you, Kirsten Gillibrand. You're a moron.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
It's rude.